The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to God.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. And the servants of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' And he answered, 'An enemy has done this to us.' And his servant said, 'Do you want us to go out and pull them up?' And he replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds now, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest time. And then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barns.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel text which we have today comes from the 13th chapter of Matthew's gospel. And if you look at chapter 13 in Matthew, you'll find it's a collection. The entire chapter is a collection of parables about the kingdom of God or the reign of God. And next Sunday's text for our gospel will also come from chapter 13, and we'll deal with two other parables about the reign of God. So let me look at this curious story we have about the seed which is sown and then the weeds. In the Greek, zizania is the Greek word for the weeds, and they're unique, indigenous to the Semitic world, and they looked just like the wheat until they were fully grown. So it has a unique reference which is local in its original text. 30 or so more years ago, in a conversation with Raymond Brown, I did a whole series of study with Raymond Brown, who was the dean of biblical scholars in the United States and world famous. And he was an elder at that time, and I said, "Who should we look for? I mean, who is the up-and-coming scholar that we should really consult when we're looking for critical biblical review?" And he said, "John Meyer." John Meyer is a New York priest. He used to teach at Dunwoody at the seminary back there. Very distinguished, well-published fellow. Well, I looked at John Meyer speaking about this text, and here's what he says. It's, first of all, it happens only in the Church of Matthew. That story about the weeds does not appear in the other Gospels. It's unique to Matthew. And as we know, the Gospel of Matthew is a Jewish Gospel. It's for Jewish converts. And you'll find that over and over again in Matthew's Gospel. Sermon on the Mount, it's on the Mount, Moses was on the Mount. You'll get all that in this Jewish Matthew Gospel. And he says that this story has to do with a juxtaposition from the Pharisees, who were judgmental and exclusionary. They were severe in their legalism. And this is put in there to say, let the weeds grow. They're part of the reign of God. We are not a perfect church. We are a church of sinners. So we will grow together. And only God is the judge, not the church. Only God is the judge. That was John Meyer speaking about this text. So let me look at that and wonder what this means to us. When I was young in the United States, 50 some years ago, I began to read William Faulkner, a distinguished American writer who was a Nobel Prize winner, as you know. And in 1962, he had published a book called Go Down, Moses. And this was a series of seven stories. And the center story was called The Bear, a story about a bear. And here's a short version of the story. It begins with this little boy, he's 10 years old, and it's all set in the South because Faulkner was from the South. And this little boy, his name is Ike McCaslin. And Ike McCaslin has one great dream, and that's to see the bear they call Old Ben. Now, Old Ben is a giant bear. Nobody's ever seen Old Ben, but they've seen his footprints, and they know he is excessively large. But he's clever, and nobody's really seen him. So Ike McCaslin goes on his first hunting journey with the adult men and carries his gun and a compass. And he goes out, and the first thing he learns is when you're hunting, you have to be patient and you have to be humble. You have to submit yourself to the moment. They're hunting for quail and for deer, but their real objective is to get Old Ben. The hunters want to kill Old Ben. Ike, he just wants to see Old Ben. So he goes with them, and he is assigned under the mentorship of a fellow called Sam Fathers. And he is a seasoned tracker, a guy who knows the woods so well. Sam is half black and half African-American, and he's very seasoned in all things related to hunting and to the woods. So Sam begins to teach him. And he goes out on his first expedition, and nothing, they don't get anything. And he's really yearning to see Old Ben. So he goes back by himself the next day, and he goes out with his gun and his compass, and he waits and waits and looks, but no Old Ben. He sees a footprint, but doesn't see Old Ben. He comes back, and Sam says, I didn't see him. I didn't see him. And Sam said, you ain't looking right yet. So he said, what should I do? He said, the only way you can see Old Ben is you must leave everything behind. Leave your gun behind. You have to trade security for vision. So he leaves his gun behind. He goes out with his compass, and he's searching and searching, but doesn't see Old Ben. And then he remembers what Sam said to him. He said, you must leave everything behind. So he takes his compass off, and he hangs it on a tree. But by now he knows the woods, and he will not get lost. And he journeys through the woods with nothing, not his compass and not his gun. And then he sees Old Ben in a distance, just a glimpse. And then Old Ben turns, and he looks at the boy, and he stares at the boy, and then he leaves. And he comes back, and Sam says, only Old Ben does the looking. No one else does the looking. The hunters know he's out there. He has seen the hunters, but only Ben does the looking. Now, there's a mystical side to this story, and it's the story of the pilgrim. We're looking for a vision. We have to be patient. You have to be humble. The only way in which you can have the vision is you must surrender security, all the things that surround you. You must be reckless enough to enter into the forest without protection, so to speak. And then you have to be patient. And if you have this mystical experience, it will come and it'll be gone. but only old Ben does the looking. So God is the only one that's looking. And he is always looking. And his look is a look of love. And sometimes, in a special moment, when you're reckless and you're adventurous and you're hungry and you have this vision and you know that only God is the judge, therefore anyone can have this vision. It just happens to be the little boy because he's not visited by prejudice, by presumption, by demand. He's free. It's a little boy. Okay. That's the teaching of the parable. Don't shut people out. Don't make judgments about people. We're a church of sinners. We're all struggling. One sinner should not stand in judgment over another. And whoever presumes to stand in judgment and to exclude another person has not faced his own sins. We are a church of imperfect people. And therefore, let the harvest come. Only God is the judge. And only old Ben does the looking. Amen.